music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Yeah. Sports. Yep, it's going hand in hand.
Yeah, we talking sports and music. Yep, they going hand in hand. Falling with my beats on. Gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sneakers. Yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands. What they saying? Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Gotta get it how we can. S&M all day. S&M all day. S&M all day. S&M all day, S&M all day, S&M all day, S&M all day, S&M all day.
Yo, what we doing, world? We have a very, very, very special show today, man. Personally, man, first I want to invite you guys out to my new show, Sports and Music with Mo Egger, man. Yo, it's an awesome day for myself, man. I must say, man, it's just a great day, man. You know, I put in a lot of work for this day to come. First of all, happy birthday to my mother. Mama Egger, if you're listening, happy birthday to you. And thank you for everything you've done for me. I love you from the bottom of my heart. And my birthday present to my mother on her birthday, January 15th, is my album, Motown, which I released today. And I'm glad everybody is able to go out and download it. And, yeah, I put it up on my website for everybody to go download it also. I had it on DatPiff, which is still on DatPiff, but I feel like it's a lot easier for guys to really just go to my website, click on the link. It's actually share to download. So basically what you have to do is click either Facebook or Twitter and share the link, and then it's available for download. That way we can, you know, get it out there to the world, and, you know, you can download it much easier, because I thought on DatPiff, I think you have to actually register, but... you know, my website, you don't have to go through all that. So go to agrimusic.com to get that album. But, yeah, happy birthday, Mama. My album released today, Motown. I'm very privileged and blessed to be able to, you know, put it out, man. So today's show, man, we got my boy Anthony Tyler from the Atlanta Hawks. We have a special segment with my boy Adam Z. You know, he's going to be introducing his new product, man. You know, that's the entrepreneur segment. We got an entrepreneur style segment, and he's going to talk about, you know, some of the great things he has with his new application, Hello, which I've been using consistently every single day, you know, just to be able to promote and, you know, do some great things. And I'm going to let him talk to you about that. And we have a highlight artist of the week, man, a very, very, very special, talented young man. He's by the name of Necessary, man. He's a good friend of mine. Me and him go way back. Met him back in Dallas, man. He's a dope writer, producer, everything, man. So, you know, he's the highlight artist of the week, and we're going to do some special things, man. And it feels good, man, at Sports and Music, man. So I would like to introduce my first guest, Anthony Tolliver, man. If he's available right now, I think we need to go ahead and bring him on, man, so we can start talking about some of the good things he has going in Atlanta. Are you there?
Having trouble with the microphone right now, Mo. Just keep going. We'll get him in.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I guess we're having some difficulty getting Anthony on right now. But, yeah, I need you guys to continue to tune in. This week we're going to be having people call in, man. You know, anybody can call in and basically, you know, ask me questions, ask, you know, Anthony questions, and, you know, we can go from there, man. You know, just, you know, profitable information for everyone, man. You know, every week we're going to have, you know, really, really good guests, man, that's about life, about righteousness, man, about doing things the right way, man, and being successful in whatever field you're doing, man, you know. And I feel like my friend Anthony, man, he's been a good friend of mine for years, man. We actually played together in Minnesota. So it's definitely a privilege to be able to have such good company, you know, to be able to, you know, give to the world, man, give back and help people, man. You know, he has a lot of good things going on the basketball court and off the court.
Would you like us to call him?
Yeah.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 41.
Well, he'll probably be calling in. Maybe text him.
Yeah, he should be calling in any second now, but I want you guys to continue to stay tuned, man, because the show's going to be great, man. And this weekend, man, we have a very special event for Easy Way Broadcasting. Hopefully you guys can make it out. We have the details for you here before the show is out, man. You know, Eric Zuli's having a dope event over on Melrose, man. It's going to be really good, man. We have a lot of heavy hitters that's going to be there, and it's going to be able to, I mean, good network for everyone, man. You know, I'll be there. You know, Eric Zuli, the top producer for Easy Way Broadcasting, will be there. And we're going to make a lot of good things happen, man. We're just bringing it all together here in 2013. So hopefully, you know, you guys can make it out once we be able to tweet out the information to you guys and everyone there, man. It'll be great.
He's in queue.
Yo, yo.
Yo, what's up?
Anthony, what's good, brother? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Just got done eating. So is you.
Oh, man. Oh, that's what took you so long to get on the line, man. You had me over here talking super fast and extra because you over there eating. What you eating, man?
I just checked out this new spot, little hole-in-the-wall type spot here in Atlanta, but it was good.
Oh, man, you're in Atlanta, man. You're supposed to be going to Gladys Knight, man. You're supposed to be going there and get you some chicken and waffles, bro. What you eating in all the world?
Yeah, we've been there before, man. We've done it all. We got to try out the new spots. That's kind of our thing. We're restauranteurs, man. We like to go around to different restaurants and check them out.
You're right, man. That's one of the things we did when we was in Minnesota, man. When we used to go to that food court right above the hotel, man, I think we tried every restaurant possible. Remember?
Yep, absolutely. After practice,
that's
you got
to
go
to have you on show,
try
man.
Out some different ones. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, man. Thanks for coming on, man. You know, Sports and Music with Mo Agar, man. It's good to have you, bro. So, you know, tell the world who you are, man, where you come from, what you're doing, man, and, you know, let everybody know about Anthony Tolliver, man.
Hey, you know, like you said, it's Anthony Tolliver from Springfield, Missouri, originally from Springfield, Missouri. Went to Creighton University. Man, just, you know, had a passion for basketball my entire life, and I was blessed enough to be able to, you know, have it as a job, you know. So I'm still playing now with the Atlanta Hawks currently. And, man, just like I said, just blessed to be able to do this, do something I love to be able to for a living, man. It's a blessing.
Definitely a blessing, bro. You know what? And, you know, it was a privileged time that we spent together in Minnesota, man. And, you know, because we were staying in our hotel, man, and then what we had to do every single day, man, was hectic, man, because, you know, we didn't have apartments yet. We was actually going apartment searching at the same time. I remember you, what was the name of the place down the block from the hotel we was at, man? We was both searching at the same time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking. I can't remember what it's called, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man, that was crazy, man, you know. Minnesota was super cold, you know, and, you know.
To give it credit, man. That's to say super cold. That's being nice. it's on a whole different level out there, man.
It's all good though, man. We spent some good time overseas though, man. Where we go to London and Paris?
Yep. Yeah, that was really fun. That I had a great time over there, man. I know you know because we were having some fun.
Definitely. Hey, bro, man, you know what? I was on Facebook yesterday, man, and actually a good friend slash business partner of mine, his name is Lionel, he started a little movement on Facebook for your braces, bro. So basically, anyone who actually tuned into the show, like this show, tweet this show, and, you know, talk about our segment, man, you know, he's going to actually buy the bracelets and send it to him. The
Active Face joint, man.
Yeah, let's talk about the Active Face bracelets, man. Let's get into that, man. What's up with those?
Cool, man. Well, yeah, you know, Active Faith is a Christian sports apparel company that one of my ex-teammates actually from the D-League, when I played in Idaho, his name is Lanny Smith. He's a big-time high school All-American type guy and ended up staying in Houston, went to University of Houston. He had, you know, high hopes and high dreams to play in the NBA as well. You know, just didn't get a chance to do that. He actually had a career-ending knee injury while he was in the D-League. And, you know, he's a spiritual guy and, you know, definitely was soul-searching after he got that knee injury to, you know, just really prayed about it and, you know, asked God to, you know, figure out what's next for him. And, you know, he got this vision for Active Faith, man. And he told me the vision, you know, what the mission of what the brand would represent. And, basically, I just loved it from the beginning. And so, I told him once he needed an investor to holler at me, and he did. So, it's been going great, the last year and a half or so since I've been part owner of the company, man. We've really expanded, got a great website, myactivefaith.com. We actually have a big event coming up in Houston at the All-Star Weekend. We have a concert featuring Lecrae. It's a big event out there at Second Baptist Church. So, man, we're really, really excited about it.
You know what, bro? I'm proud of you too, man, because you're one of those guys who I know always practice what you preach, man. You know, a lot of guys really talk about it, but I know for firsthand that you're one of the guys who actually out here trying to live right and do the right thing by, God and everything, bro. And I always commended you for that, man. You know, we used to always have those, even when I wasn't with Minnesota, we used to always have those good devotions on the phone, man, just to keep each other strong, man. We did one once a week, man, and I felt like those little devotionals we used to do, man, it kept me strong, and I know it kept you strong, man. So, it's good to see you actually doing something with the bracelets, man, because I remember about three years ago, man, you was talking about them, man, and just to see it come to light now, man, is a blessing for one, and two, man, it's good to see young brothers, setting themselves up for something other than, their craft, for the time being, man, and I really want to commend you for that, brother, man. That's a good deal.
Appreciate it. Yeah, man, we're really excited about the brand, man. We, our mission coming into it, like I said, that's what I was drawn to with the mission. The mission is, just to spread the word about, what we believe in, man, and Jesus is what we believe in, So, all the rubber bands that says, "In Jesus' name I play," it's really, really spread across the NFL and the NBA. A lot of the guys that, believe what we believe, man, we get a chance to really fellowship with them and just kind of identify with each other just by having these bracelets on. It's kind of like a little club, We call team IJNIP, team in Jesus' name I play, so.
That's dope. What other players around the league have been wearing the bracelets?
Well, over the years, we've had a lot of different guys. Some of the big stars, like, Kevin Durant and Derrick Rose, some guys like that have worn them before. But on a consistent basis, like almost night-to-night basis, you'll find just a bunch of guys from a bunch of random teams, like Garrett Temple from the Washington Wizards, Carl Landry, Steph Curry. They're actually both part owners of the brand. Actually bought some stock in our company. They wear them all the time. It's funny, Greg Monroe, he wears them. I can't even think of all the guys, but it's funny because I'll be playing or, sitting over on the bench watching, and all of a sudden I'll see some guy, I didn't even know him, really, but I see him wearing one of the bracelets. And I'm like, dope. That's sweet, because that means, the word is getting spread around, and it's like not just me or not just Lanny. It's like, it's all over the place, man. And matter of fact, to give you an example, my teammate, Mike Scott, he came here from the University of Virginia. He's a rookie this year. And I noticed one of the first couple of days we were here, he had one of the Active Faith bands on. I was like, "Yo, where'd you get that from?" He's like, "Oh, my coach from Virginia, he gave it."
That's dope.
I was like, that's crazy, because I'm part owner of that company.
right?
Oh man, and he had no clue. He had no clue that I had anything to do with that brand. So that's what's up, man. It's just really cool to see the name of Jesus being spread like that.
Dope, bro. When I used to hoop, dog, I used to love wearing little stuff around my wrist, little wristband. So, I definitely would have worn when I was hooping, but, I could still wear them now, man. So instead of in Jesus' name I play, it's going to be in Jesus' name I play beats.
What's really cool about it is, we've been thinking about some different ways of, spreading, the brand, and really expanding. And that's actually an area that we have really talked about, and we've actually dabbled in some of the different creatives with it. But we want to, you know, be able to expand into music, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, everybody wears clothes.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's like,
well, let's do this, man.
Yeah, in Jesus' name I play. It can go with music too. So, at the end of the day, you know, we're all supposed to do everything we do in the name of Jesus. So, you know, that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Yes, we want my boy Anthony Tolliver, Sports and Music, Mo Hager, man. We about to go to a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303. Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. EZ connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
Yes, we back. Sports and Music with Mo Egger and my homie Anthony Tolliver. Yo, bro, you know, we got the new show, Sports and Music, man. You know, but it's about sports and music, but it's about tying everything in together, man. It's about, you know, it's a lifestyle type show, in my opinion. So I feel like this is what we were talking about, like just tying everything in, like with your wristbands and music, sports and music. Like, I mean, what are some cool ways you think we can integrate, you know, the wristbands with the music, man? I mean, that's a good idea. And, I think we can run with that, bro. What are some cool things we can do with that?
Well, I mean, like I said, we've dabbled in it. You know, we've talked about it. We haven't really gone into it, you know, as much as we can. Obviously, we're really trying to, you know, build the brand of Active Faith first and, you know, and really, like, push home the things that, you know, our base, and that's going to be athletic apparel. But like I said, you know, Lanny, he's the CEO, and he kind of does everything, man. He does a lot of the graphic design and everything. He's actually created some pretty dope, like, shirts, like some T-shirts,
mm-hmm.
like In Jesus' Name I Play T-shirts, and, you know, incorporating keyboards and music notes and all kinds
yeah.
of stuff like that. So, I mean, I'll have to get some graphics over to you so you can see what we've kind of come up with so far. But, you know, obviously, as far as, you know, feedback, if you, you know, once you see this stuff and you have any ideas, man, I mean, that's what's up. You know, that's definitely something we'd be interested in, because, you know, you being in the music business and everything else, as far as that goes, like, that's, you know, that's exactly what we're looking for. You know, like, you know, people like you that, you know, that you're faithful guy, and, you know, and you represent what we represent, but just in a different realm. You know, you're in music, we're in sports, you know, so
yeah.
That's, like I said, it all ties in together, man, and at the end of the day, we have the same mission.
Well, we have a caller. Yeah, we're taking callers, man. Caller, where you calling from? What's your name?
Well, how you guys doing? I'm Mike Forsyth, man, with Raw Feed Entertainment, XM Satellite Radio. And I'm very interested in what you guys are saying, man, because it sounds like awesome. How do I obtain this action with masterpiece, man? I can't stress enough how amazing this is. It actually sounds. You know, I'm over here right now, you know, putting some studio stuff together and whatever, and I'm listening to you guys' show, and I'm digging it, man. I really am.
That's what's up, bro, man. We appreciate you calling in, man. You have any questions for me or Mike? I mean, what's your name again?
This is Mike. Mike Forsyth, man.
Mike, I'm sorry, brother. Do you have any questions for me and Anthony, man? We would love to ask anything you have, bro.
Well, let's see. Let me go Well, okay, in Jesus' name, okay, so what is, like, the actual, okay, in Jesus' name, we
I play
bracelets, right?
Yeah.
So, Okay, so like, how do I obtain one? I mean, what's the best way to obtain one?
Our website is myactivefaith.com. Yep. We have all of our products on the website, myactivefaith.com.
Now, how would I be, like, if I wanted to actually, like, maybe, I don't know, like, I broadcast over, like, you know, 1.5 million people, how would I be able to, like, help you guys out in any shape, way, or form, actually get this message out here, out to everybody, because I agree with 110%, and I think that it's a very, you know, it's a very good thing that you guys are doing, and I want to help support you guys any way possible, get this message out.
I mean, hey, you know, at the end of the day, be creative, man. I mean, there's obviously 100 different ways you could, you know, support. I mean, obviously you could support by, you know, going to the website and supporting us directly, or just by spreading the word. You know, at the end of the day, our mission, like I said, we got into this, you know, it's a business. So, yeah, the business has to make money, and that's why we sell things.
Right.
If we could do it for free, we would give everything away. You know, we really
would. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, our thing is to – just to, you know, like the shirt I have on right now, on the back of it, it says, "In Jesus' name I play." And you'd be amazed how many people will come up to me and just start a conversation about faith just because I have a shirt that says something like that, or my shirt says "Act of Faith" on it. You know, like, it'll just spark conversations that would never, ever happen otherwise. You know, so, like, that's our main goal, is to get people talking about it and, you know, just get people interested in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to spread the word and to have people ask questions, and that's how you learn, is ask questions. So,
right. Well, I mean, I'm a very big, huge believer in team achievement and team players, and you know, I break it down like team means together everyone achieves more, and you know, together we're one, just like Jesus says that you know, we're all one. So I'm very, very, you know what I'm saying? You're very blessed, man. I just want to say God bless you for everything that you have been doing. And I know it's a struggle, man. I know that, you know, doing God's work, man, sometimes it is a struggle. Uh-huh. And the forces that they will come at you in all sorts of directions when you're doing God's work. And I just want to say keep up the good work, man. You know what I'm saying? And anything that I can do, anything possible, I will do. And I'll be looking up this website.
Absolutely, man. And like I said, the coolest thing you could do is just to spread the word about the brand and the website, and, you know, just let people know about it, your friends and family and people that you know. I mean, it's just, you know, our goal is to just get it out there, man, and really, really get the word spread.
No, it's not a problem, man. I'm all about Jesus, you know what I'm saying? Baptist, born and raised, man, in the church. You know, I'm blessed with an eye disease called keratoconus, and there is no, you know, cure for it. And people keep telling me, why you keep saying that it's a blessing, you know, it's from the devil. Now, I say, I mean, why can't, you know, God make me like this? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't he,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So I just look at things a different way, man. I really dig what you're doing, man. And like I said, man, keep it up. And you got my support 110%.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks a
all
lot,
right, man.
Mike, man. We appreciate
care.
You calling in, brother. And
no, not a problem, man. You guys keep doing God's work, man.
All right, bro. Stay up, homie. Good to hear from the brother Mike. Brother Mike, y'all. All right, Anthony, man. So we talked about the wrist brands, man. The wrist brand, they're popular. They're going to be popping soon, man. We definitely need more faith in Hollywood. So, you know, we're going to connect soon, man. I need some of those bracelets so I can rock them and represent them out here, man. And
no doubt, man. You got my number, man. Text me your address, and I'll make sure I send you out some.
Okay. Cool, man. So with the game last night, man, I heard you was out there blocking dunks, man. What's up?
Yeah, well.
I heard you was blocking dunks, running the floor, man.
And
blocking dunks, man. What's up, B?
Yeah, well, I didn't. There's one I didn't block, man.
You got crammed on, man.
Oh boy, Taj Gibson got me. Yeah, he got me. But
it's all good,
but,
man. Everybody get dunked on.
Other than that, I played some good D and all that. But yeah, we had one of them. It was one of them games that everybody goes through where it's just everything went wrong on every single part of the game, and man, we got blown out. But man, I'm encouraged, man. I know that we got a lot of talent, and you know, when we play the way we're supposed to play, man, we're tough to beat. But you know, we're in a little bit of a slump right now, so we'll be getting out of it, though.
Yeah, man, you already know that happens on the course of the NBA season, man. So many games, man, especially going into the All-Star break, man. It's so important, you know, to play well and, you know, go finish the All-Star break, you know, strong, man. And, you know, it's just, you have time to turn it around. But how you feel like your play has been injured, man? You know, congratulations on this season, too, man, and being with the Hawks.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, like, it's always a blessing, man, just to be in the league, you know, period. Like, you know, I haven't been, you know, satisfied with my role, you know, as far as how much I've played and all that. But that's okay. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, like, it's just, you know, I know a lot of people would be very, very, very fortunate just to be in my position, just to, you know, have the opportunity to play, you know, have the opportunity to be on a team, have a jersey, you know. So, you know, I just take a step back always and realize how blessed I am, and it's easy to not you know, get too salty about anything.
Yeah, well, Anthony, one thing I know about yourself, bro, I know that you're going to work your way into more playing time, and I don't feel like that's an issue for you, man, because you've been a fighter your whole career. And you always been able to bounce back from situations and end up on top, man. You know, that's
yep.
That comes from having faith and just working hard every single day, bro. And
yep.
That's very important, bro. Let me ask you this: how do you feel music and basketball or sports or any sport and music? How do you feel like it ties into each other, man? How do they go hand in hand, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, man, I don't know one basketball player that doesn't love music. You know, it's something that it's a part of our everyday lives, man. You know, every player that I know, you know, they have pregame rituals, pregame music that they listen to. It could be completely different. It might be rock and roll, or it might be R&B, or it might be hip hop, or it might be rap. You know, it could be whatever. But that's one common denominator between. I'm pretty sure. Every athlete that, you know, that's out there playing their sport, man, they love music, man. So, you know, they're definitely intertwined. And, you know, the basketball culture is definitely influenced by music and by hip hop and everything, like everything about it nowadays, you know, it's intertwined, man.
All right, bro. Well, you know, my album just came out today, right?
Yeah, I haven't got a chance to download it yet, but I'm gonna definitely get on that for sure.
I know you're a Lecrae fan. I know you love Lecrae, but man, you might want to put that Motown in the iPod, bro. I'm just saying. You already know how I get down, fam. You already know. So you need to go download that Motown, man. Have your teammates download it. Have your coaches download it. Have the GM download it. Have everybody in the organization download it. You know what I'm saying? Have a fan download it. Whoever you see, be like, yo, go download that Motown, man, because it's about to go down.
Yes, sir.
But, yo, bro,
yes,
man, y'all, I got my boy Anthony Tolliver, y'all, man, a great veteran, a great person, man. He's a hard worker, man, and I respect this guy, man. Yo, tell everybody how can they get in touch with you, man. How can they get in touch with you? Your Twitter, your email address, if you want to give that out. You know, how do you find the wristbands, bro?
Oh, yeah, I mean, as far as our, you know, Active Faith, that's at myactivefaith.com. You can always hit me on Twitter if you ever have any questions about our brand or about me or whatever. You can always be in contact with me. I'm at atolliver44. That's my Twitter. I mean, that's just the best way to get a hold of me and everything else. And, you know, I appreciate your time and everything. And, you know, hope everybody have a blessed day.
That's what it is, bro. Anthony Tolliver, hey, yo, man, we ain't going to be – I ain't going to see you out there in the games on the tight bankhead bounce no more, am I?
I might have to if I dunk on somebody or something. I'm going to have to do that.
Oh, dunk on somebody, man. Do the bankhead bounce, dog. We got to bring it back, man. Like, nah. All right, y'all. That's the boy Anthony Tolliver, man. Y'all support him for the rest of the season, man. We support the wristbands, and let's make it happen, man. About to go to this quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Sports and music. No anger. Let's get it.
Sorry to interrupt, Mo. Hey, Anthony, would you mind doing a drop for Sports and Music with Mo Egger real quick? I think we might have lost him. Never mind. All right, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, guys. We'll be right back.
Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Yes. Easy Way Broadcasting, man. The boy EZ, what up? Shout out to Eric Zulli, the homie, holding it down for everybody, man. Yeah, and this is a special day, man. We got that good Motown, man. I need y'all to download that, man. Go to www.agermusic.com and download that, man. Go to the store media section and basically just either pick either Twitter or Facebook, you know, just to share the link and then, you know, the download is there for you, man. I'm going to have it for free. I'm going to have it available free till February 9th, and then I'm going to fill out the deluxe edition. I'm going to have three extra songs and two instrumentals on the deluxe edition, and that's going to be actually sold on my site. And, agermusic.com, man. We're using it as a hub to be able to promote everything, man, and follow us on Twitter, MOEAGER. And, if artists, rappers, singers, man, if y'all looking for beats, man, go to my website, man. I have a link that'll take you to gotinstrumentals.com, which you will be able to lease beats, man, and get as many beats as you want. And, get your career popping, man, with Mo Acre Productions, man. And it's going to be a great thing, man. It's going to be a great year, 2013, man. My next guest is my boy Necessary, man. He's a, man, how can I describe him? He's a dope MC, man. He's a dope writer. He's a dope graphic. He does it all, man. I mean, he's a jack of all trades, man. He's from Dallas, Texas, man. We'll be having him on the show today, man. So definitely looking forward to talking to him. He's going to be doing some cool little freestyle for us, man, some freestyle sessions. And you already know who the beats are going to be provided by. Yeah, me, Mo Agre, man. The beat will be banging. We're going to kick a freestyle, and we're going to talk about his EP and some of the things he has going, man.
Yeah.
Yo. Ness, you there, baby?
Hello. Yeah, what's up?
Necessary. What's goody, boy?
I'm cooling, my good sir. What's good with you, man? What's good with you, man?
Nice.
Just glad to be in the atmosphere, man. Atmosphere of good people, bro.
Man, you already know what it is, dog. You one of my favorite rappers, dog. I'm my guy in New York just because you're on the phone, man. But you already know that, dog. All the times you done came to my studio when we was in Dallas, bro. All the little beat sessions we done had, all the little freestyle sessions, bro. Salute. Hats off, dog. What's poppin', man? Tell
appreciate
everybody
that,
who Necessary is, man. I'm done bragging about you, bro.
Really quick,
man.
Yeah,
Necessary.
On the show,
huh?
That you're listening, we don't have in the background, please. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, my bad. Sorry about that. I got this show on. All right, there we go.
I know you're going to do it on the radio. Hey, bro, just go back and listen to it later on, fam. We good.
My bad. I mean, because I told him to tweet me the link, man, so I can, you know, tweet it out, and I was tweeting the link out, and so I just actually pulled it up, so you know what I'm saying, so I can creep. That was my bad, man.
No, you good, bro. This sports and music with my area, man. We at the crib right now. This is the most down-to-earth sports and music show you ever going to be a part of, so... Let's get it, man. Tell
That's
everybody
what I'm talking about, man. Necessary, man. Dallas, Texas, like you say. Rapper, artist, producer, graphic designer. Soon to be videographer. I'm doing shooting my own visuals now, son. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting my Martin Scorsese on. I just like to consider myself a dope individual, man. All around, man. All over the board, man. You know, my boy Mo Agres, man. We've been rocking for a minute, bro. Yeah. Been holding me down,
like,
man.
Jeez, like 2006, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's what's up, bro. Man, you know, I still got some of the dope records we put together, man. You know, I'm just waiting for the right time to put them out, man. And we're going to make
Indeed.
All those joints make sense. Yo, talk about your new EP you have out, bro.
EP, man. It's called Righteous EP. Righteous EP. That's y'all can go get
Righteous.
That. It's on iTunes. You can go get that on iTunes. Just type in Necessary. That's KNESECARY. You know, I got a unique spelling and stuff. I got to be all different and stuff. But yeah, you can go on my band. It's on my Bandcamp at necessary1.bandcamp.com. Yeah, I just dropped that. I dropped it actually November 2nd, man.
Okay.
It's doing pretty good, man. I get a lot of good responses on it. I'm in the stages of trying to do some more visuals to it, trying to do like a not the Swagger Jack, you know what I'm saying? But you know, almost like, you know, what kind of Kanye did to my beautiful dark twisted fantasy, kind of like shoot visuals to all the songs and just make it like one long movie, kind of make it cinematic, give it a little movie-esque feel. You know what I'm saying?
Dang, bro, that's crazy. I mean, I guess I'm Swagger Jacking too, because my whole album, every song is gonna have a video / short film, feel to it. So yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, bro. All right, the name
of the EP. Righteous EP.
The name of it is Righteous. Now, why did you get that name, bro? Where did that stem from?
Righteous, man. It's just it's pretty much it stemmed from a saying. I used to always say righteous. Everything I see, if I see something cool or if I see something dope. And I'll be like, oh, man, that's righteous, bro. And it's just come from, you know, the way I live, man. I'm to myself. I mean, I'm a very sociable person, but I'm to myself. And it's just, you know, I just like, you know, doing right by people, you know what I'm saying? Never trying to, you know, mess nobody up and put nobody in harm's way. Just, you know, just being righteous, you know what I'm saying? And just being, you know, a stand-up guy and a man of my word, you know what I'm saying? That's just, you know, that's pretty much what that is.
Man, that's righteously cool, brother. I know you get those artworks back to me at a righteous time, too. It's like I hit you up with it, like I'm like, bro. Oh, by the way, he the one that digitalized my artwork, y'all. By the way, you know he did the everything official artwork. You know, he actually did the banner for this show, guys. And I sent it to him early in the morning. I think I got it back as soon as I sent it. So like his turnaround time is righteous. And
I try to pride myself on that. I try to pride myself on the turnaround time, man. You know, because I know at one point when I was looking for graphics, when I wasn't doing graphics. And I was reaching out to graphic designers, and I'd be like, yo, you know, I need so-and-so, like, a cover or something. And they would hit me with a ridiculous turnaround time. Like, they'd be like, man, just give me, like, 2 weeks, bro. I'm like, God, damn, well, I mean,
they
didn't
try
to tax me for it. I'm like, geez, all right. So that's when that right there just fueled me and motivated me to, you know, go out and learn it on my own. You know, I got, you know, seasoned with Photoshop, you know what I'm saying, and just start learning it on my own. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed, brother. And you're right. You dope at it, man. It's like everything you put out has been pretty cold. And speaking on waiting on people, I just feel like, you know, that's good, man, to have a mentality when you feel like you don't have to wait on someone to do something. Like, you know, just even in music, man, to get stuff mixed and mastered, you have to wait on people. Why not just learn to do it yourself, man? Learn to do it yourself.
Exactly.
You get so much more done if you just do it yourself, waiting on songwriters to do hooks. Do it yourself, man, because I think we're living in a society where it's a do-it-yourself society, you know, before somebody else would, you know.
Exactly. Like I tell people, man, they be like, man, well, where are you, man? You trying to do everything? I'm like, yo, man, I graduated from YouTube University, bro. It's a lot of tutorials on there. So that
bro, you can learn anything on YouTube.
Tutorials. Everything.
You can learn anything.
YouTube.
Man, I learned how to tie a tie on YouTube, man. I'm embarrassed to say that, but
you shouldn't be embarrassed, bro, because I learned to tie a tie. Windsor not at that, bro. I learned to tie
Windsor for you?
Oh, that's good.
You know, I got traditional blue-collar joint. Say, brother, like, who's your artist? What artist are you influenced by, man? Who you like the most, man?
Man, it's the host of artists, man. I have to say, for one, you know, artists, you know, the typical artists, something like Jay-Z, Nas, Outkast, man, Kool G Rap, Big Daddy Kane, Wu-Tang. I was a big Wu-Tang head. I said Outkast, 8-Ball MJG. Even like some classical rock. I listen to classical rock too, like Allman Brothers, Y&T, Foreigner and all that, Blondie and all that. You know, just music in general, man. I just love music.
Oh, man, that's pretty cool, bro. Yeah, so what you got in your iPod now, though? Who you listening to?
What I got in my iPod now, I got myself, shameless plug, by GCP. I got some Tiny Tempa. I got some J. Cole. J. Cole's dope. I got that Motown. I just got that Motown in there now.
Woo!
Yeah. I had to go and plug that. I got that Motown in there now.
Yeah.
I got what else I got in there? I got my dude Dow. I got my dude Dow Jones on there.
Dow Jones, Shout out to Dow Jones, man. Salute.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Dow, man. And shoot, man, a lot of old school hip hop, man, like '90s, the golden era, man. A lot of that, man. Like, you know, all the old Nas's, IMs, Nostradamus's, and all that. Eminem, you know, I got M, man. I got to have M and Royce and Slaughterhouse and all them. Yeah.
They the
yeah. So yeah.
Say, bro, at what point in your life that you feel like music was gonna be important to you, man? Like, what age were you, man? When did you know that music was what you wanted to do?
I have to say, probably at the tender age of 9, bro. Like, man. Dude, this is a funny story. I told this on my EPK, man. People looked at me and they laughed at me, man. They was like, you crazy, man, because I was watching Ninja Turtles. I was a big Ninja Turtles head, bro. Like, I had Ninja Turtles everything, bro.
Yes, sir.
When Ninja Turtles 2 Secret of the Ooze came out, son, and Vanilla Ooh. Ice was on there, bro. Vanilla Ice was on there, and he was rhyming. He was like, the Ninja Turtles song. I was like, the T-U-R-T, I was like, oh, shoot, he dope. And then, you know, I had my little MC Hammer phase, and he came out, you know, every kid had that. And then, you know, I started doing research, man. So I got into the Rakims, the Run DMCs, and, you know what I'm saying, all them seasoned vets, man. And, shoot, I think around 9, 10, 11, that's when I was getting, you know, groomed to become, a sharp swordsman, a sharp spitter.
That's what's up, bro. Yeah, I started at a very young age, too, man. You know, my first toy was like, my first toy I remember enjoying was a keyboard, the little Casio joint. You had a whack drums on there, and you played a little keys on it.
Yeah,
had a weak drum loop.
Man, I used to mess with the preset jump, the preset melodies on there. Melodies, and I used to try to do the drums on the table, like you know how you do in the cafeteria, your lunch rooms. You just be on the table.
Cool.
I used to mess with the presets and stuff. Yeah. Man, I had a crazy setup as a young guy.
Yo, real quick, man, what is your process when you make a new song, man? I know you start off with the beat, you know, so how do you do it? Everybody's different.
Man, my process when I'm making a new song, man, I usually have an idea in my head, you know what I'm saying, some kind of a spontaneous, sporadic idea in my head just come out of nowhere, and I fire up Logic Pro and fire up Reason, and I just mess with the drums, man. I'm a drum-heavy dude, dog. I love drums. So I just mess with some drums, then mess with a melody. Might, you know, either how I'm feeling, I might throw a sample in there, and then, you know, that's when, as soon as the beat is finished, you know, I just mess with it. I just go around probably a reference of a hook, you know what I'm saying, and just, you know, it's all just spur of the moment type stuff, or how, just depending on my mood, or my emotion, or how I'm feeling that day, and I just go in and just knock it out, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. All right, since you are the highlight artist of the week, man, there's no way I can let you go, man. We don't take it back to old days, man. You got to kick a freestyle, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw one of them old introduction beats. I'm going to throw one of them MAPs on, dog. You got to snap for a minute, dog. Let them know who you are, dog. You know, drop that beat.
Get him. Okay. Hey, look, Techno Marines, fresh watches, I'm trying to live rich and prosperous, and Tupac, like Chris Wallace was with pickpockets, cop a new 6 topless, where the 2 chicks topless, take a trip to the tropics, vacation resorts, private, keep bumping, you bumping, I keep pumping, heat dumping, some of your teeth, it's hot dog, here, eat something, huh? Oh, the beat is going out over you, I can't hear the beat, it's like,
you gotta bring it back.
Bring it back. Every time I spit, like, the beat drowns out. It's like a sound, like I can't hear the beat. So I might sound off beat. I might be sounding horrible than a mug, bro.
It's all good, bro. Anyway, man, you got some hot bars in there, dog. We already know what it is, bro. Tell them how can they find you on Twitter, man, your Facebooks, your emails, man, you know. Let them know where they can find you at, man, your social media stuff, bro, your Instagrams and everything.
My Twitter, man. You can hit me on Twitter at KNESECARY83. That's necessary 83. My Instagram is just KNSCRY. You can hit me up on there. You can hit my site, man. Check my site out, othsalute.com. It's othsalute.com. You can get all my previous mixtapes from my Jelly Johnson Volume 1 to Volume 4 series, and then all the other mixtapes are dropped, and then, you know, Jelly 2010. And you can get the Righteous EP. The link to my Bandcamp is on there, so you can link to my Righteous EP. And then, yeah, Facebook, necessary, same thing as my, you know, Twitter without the 83, but yeah.
That's what's up, bro. Man, yo, we appreciate you coming on the show, man. It's necessary, y'all. It's necessary
indeed,
to be right.
Indeed,
appreciate you
having
necessary.
Me, man. Indeed, my G, indeed, my G, appreciate you.
Yes, sir. All right, bro, I'm going to keep in touch with you, man. Stay tuned to Sports and Music, man. We're going to commercial break, man. We'll be right back.
Stop.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
Yes, yes, we are back. Sports and Music with Mo Egger, man. That was the boy necessary, man. A dope artist. You know, just an overall dope person, man. You know what? We got an entrepreneurial segment coming up next. We have my boy Adam Z. And hopefully we can get him on the line so we can talk about his new application, man, that you can download for all smartphones, man. Adam, you there with us, brother?
We're going to have to call him. You want us to call him? No?
Okay. Let's call the boy Adam, man. Yes, man, this application he has is great, man. I've been using it for the past 2 weeks, man. You know what, you can, it's like a social media.
Hello.
But it's like.
Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to reach.
Adam Zarlingo.
Yes, well, we don't have Adam yet.
Adam.
Adam, what's up, bro? It's Mo Egger, man. You on Sports and Music Live. What's goody?
Mo, what's going on? How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Good to hear from you, man. The world is ready to hear about Hello. What's up?
Thank you. Well, first, congrats on the album.
Oh, man. Thanks a lot, man. It's a beautiful day, man. Hope you was able to download that.
Oh, I definitely. It's on my list for today, and I will definitely give it a listen. I'm excited to hear it.
That's cool, man. All right, man, we got my boy Adam on the phone, man. Like, tell everybody about Hello, man. I've been using it crazy the last couple of days, man. You know, explain to them, man. This is almost like a Twitter before, you know, Twitter. Let them know.
It is. So basically, you can think of it almost like a Twitter or an Instagram, but instead of photos or text, you're using your voice. So you have the option to easily record a voice message up to 30 seconds and share it with your followers on the application, either on iOS or Android. And then you can share it to Twitter and Facebook at the same time. So you can post a public message out to the entire world with just the tap of a button. So photos are out there, obviously, with Instagram, text on Twitter, and now you have the ability to put your voice out there anywhere using Hello.
Wow, that's pretty cool, brother. This is the entrepreneur in the works, yo. Yeah, this is like the, I don't remember, what's the guy name from Facebook?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg. This is like the Mark Zuckerberg before Mark Zuckerberg, but it's Adam, man.
I don't know about that, but I appreciate it. So, yeah, we're... Go ahead.
Definitely. So, like, how can people actually get the application, man? Where do they have to go to download it?
So you can either search the App Store on iOS, iPhone, or your iPod, or Google Play, just search Hello Social Voice, H-A-L-L-O. Or you can go on our website, hello.me, so hello.me, and get it from any of those places. So it's available for Androids, iPhones, iPods. Anyone can go get this.
Yes, it's dope. Y'all hear that, right?
Yes.
All you iPhone users, just go to the App Store, download it, man. It's so dope, man. It's so easy, man. It's convenient. Instead of having to type all the time, it's cool. You can put a caption, but, you know, people want to hear your voice, man. Interact with your people, man. And we can do it that way, man. That's the boy Adam, man. Yo, we appreciate
exactly.
You coming on the show, man.
No, I appreciate it too, Mo. And congrats again on the album release.
Definitely, man. So y'all stay tuned. Hello, I will be using hello every single day. You know what I mean? So let's get it, man. Thanks again for Adam Brink coming on to the show for our short entrepreneur segment. And, you know, hope to talk to you soon, brother.
All right, sounds good. Take care.
Thanks a lot, brother. Yes, yes, that was the kid, Adam. All right, man, we will be bringing the guy Eric Zuli on the phone, man. He's going to be talking about Motown, man. Eric, man, where you at, bro?
Am I being heard? Is my phone working here? Hello?
Yeah, you on, E. What's up, baby? What it do? I heard
what's
your phone,
up, Mo?
No, let's get it.
My
what
man
do?
Mo, my man brother. Hey, I've been sitting back in the Alps here and my brain's not working anymore, too many projects going on, but I was listening to the homie Tolliver there and what he's got going on with those bracelets. I love the name, In Jesus We Play. That's very, very unique, and I love what he's doing. And I was thinking that they should put those bracelets inside of your album cases, or you should do like gift bags or something and put those bracelets in those gift bags.
Yeah, definitely. When I have my album release party, man, we're going to have a little gift bags for people. You know, that's something definitely we can just implement with the CD along with a T-shirt, you know, and whatever else cool things we can put in that bag, man, for like a cool little gift and suite, man. I'm proud of the boy, man. He came a long way with it.
Yeah, no, totally, man. And you have so many. I mean, every time I hear your show, and this is your second show, and yeah, you see, we had to pull it out of you. We had to pull it out of Mr. Eger. You know, we saw the talent of the host inside of him. He's not just an NBA star, guys. He's not just a rapper. He's not just a artist and producer. He's also a host, and he's got those skills as well. And I mean, I bet you everybody in the NBA was like, oh man, oh no, you gave Mo a show. Oh man, are you kidding me?
Yeah, they gave Mo a show, man. You know what Mo gonna do is, man, we gonna keep it real every single show, man. I'm gonna have all my buddies on, you know, and we all gonna talk about the real stuff that happens behind the scenes, and you know, we gonna talk about the things that the media never really talks about, man. We're gonna let people tell their side of the story, but it's gonna be a positive light, man. And yeah, man, we doing it all, man. We hosting, we producing, man. We making music, we writing, man. We just gotta stay busy, man. You know, and just continue to create, man. Creative people, we can't sit still, man. We just have to always expand and keep creating ourselves, man. Not finding ourselves, but creating ourselves.
Oh yeah, and I've already gotten some great feedback on your show. I've had a lot of artists actually hit me up and ask me about Sports and Music with Mo Eger and what's this new show about and stuff. So it's already getting some attention, definitely. Shout outs to the 140 live listeners that are on right now listening. So I mean, you're not talking about yourself enough though, man. Is your album, your music is coming out now. Talk about this album release, man. Are you going to be doing that with Ryan Hollis from the Clippers, or where are you doing your release party at?
Yeah. We still have some things in the works, man. You know, I've been speaking with Ryan and a few other people. But, you know, we're still working it out. But, you know, everybody know the album came out today. We have the Motown Volume 1 edition. The Volume 1 edition contains 13 songs, I'm sorry. But the Deluxe edition is going to have 3 extra songs and 2 instrumentals. And that's the one I'm going to release for purchase. But this one's for free, man. It's my appreciation for all my fans, and it's my personal birthday gift to my mother. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Mommy. Happy birthday, Goo. You already know. You know, and I hope you're jamming that album in the kitchen while you're cooking right now. It's your boy, Mo, Reese, your son. So I hope you're listening. Love you. But, yeah, man, the album is hot, man. Motown, man, this is a real album, man. Real-life situations, everything I'm talking about on my album is real. It happened. And, you know, it's all about progress, man, and I'm still creating myself, man, within the album and the music. So I want you guys to download it at my website, man, at agermusic.com, www.agermusic.com. And that's probably the best way to download it right now. You know, the DatPiff link is cool, but, you know, I think it's a lot better to use the link on my site. But, yeah, go and download it, man, and enjoy it, man. Please, please, please give me your feedback on Twitter and Facebook, man, and I will be reaching out to all of my fans, and I produce every record on there except 2. I had 2 of my close friends produce 2 of my records, my boy Knoxville of the Olympics and my boy PK. And it's a dope album, man. I had a really, 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 really great time actually putting the album together. Man, I produced most of it in Africa. I wrote some of it in Dubai, and I recorded all of it in Los Angeles, California within a 2 month span. So I felt like the inspiration that I had behind the album is what drove me to, you know, knocking the album out. You know, at that time, the only thing that really mattered to me was the project. And, you know, I did it, and I was out there, and I was up for you guys to actually, you know, judge and call it whatever you want to call it. But at the end of the day, man, it's a real album. The beat's banging, and, you know, we put a lot of hard effort into it, man. And God is good, man. I'm just thankful to be able to put a project out, man, because I've been wanting to do this my whole life and, you know, just get things going, man.
Yeah, you said it, man. God is good, and the fact that you recognize that is really awesome. And I've heard your music, man. It's dope. You know, you definitely got skills, and everybody definitely at least needs to check it out that don't know about you, that supports the whole Easy Way movement. You know, check out my boy Mo. You guys definitely check him out. And by the way, Mo, I know that it's like bad luck for all the superstitious people out there for a black cat to cross your path. But I'm like talking to you on your show, and a tan cat just crossed my path, and I don't have a cat, and I'm at the house right now, and the tan cat just walked past the patio. Does that mean something?
Nah, that just means you need to feed that cat, man. That cat probably hungry, man. No telling where that cat came from, bro. Give him some tuna or something.
Yeah,
that might be Garfield.
Awesome.
No.
Hey, all the artists out there that might be listening to Sports and Music with Mo Agar, you know, on my show on Fridays, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we do have my really good friend, Roz Taylor Jordan, who's the head casting director for America's Got Talent. And also, we have a show in development that is going to be looking for artists that will, you know, be pitched for television and a lot of great projects on my side. And I'll tell you what, if you come to me or you tweet me, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, or you go to the broadcast, Easy Way Broadcast, and you tweet and you show, you Instagram a picture of the autographed copy or downloaded copy, and you're supporting my boy Mo, I'm definitely going to be supporting you back. So anybody that has a copy of Mr. Agar's new EP, any of his music, you know, and you can show proof of that, we're definitely going to be looking to put you at the top of the stack on those situations, those opportunities, the Easy Way.
That's what it is. Yeah, and I got the video coming soon, too. Mo Agar, man, is going to be shot by my boy Louis Mayo, man. It's going to be like a short movie / you know. It's going to be dope, man. I'm just looking forward to shooting it and looking forward to being able to put it out there for you guys, man. Thanks again for my boy Eric Zuli for coming on to the show, man. Great guy, man. Doing it the Easy Way, man. And let's get it, man. 2013, Motown. Go copy it. Go download it. Enjoy it. Bang it throughout this week, man, and feel good about yourself. Let's get it.
Louis Mayo. That sounds familiar.
All right,
thanks, man. Thanks for having me on, brother. So, hey, guys, listen to Sports and Music with Mo Agar every Tuesday, 2 o'clock. This man's doing big things. He's just real quiet about it, and he's doing it the Easy Way. All right, man, I'll catch you later.
Let's get it.
Thank you for listening to Sports and Music with Mo Agar, only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Join Mo every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.